Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. We thank the Lord. Amen. Quickly, I thought we were going to have technical difficulty, and we're struggling with the computer over there, and then I think the pastor called the little girl inside, and as she came, the Lord said, at the mouth of the little babes. Amen. So I just said, well, if you can figure it out, I just left, and I saw my daughter there playing with it, and very soon she brought it back. I said, if the Lord really wants us to show this, there are some clips I want to show that perhaps will have spiced this message. And I said, the devil seems to be messing around with this. I said, if the Lord wants to show, let that little baby that he brought in, let her be able to do something. And there you are. She was able to bring the computer by. Look at the computer, just try to do something. Praise the Lord. So we thank the Lord for that. Let me just tell you quickly how the Lord gave me the topic I'm going to talk about today. I was going to work. It was there, I was just going to work, and the Holy Ghost came and brought something to my mind as I was listening to the Bible sermons or Bible discussion that I read on my cell phone. And the Lord brought to me a topic, and I was mentioning it, this needs to be preached. So I said, it needs to be preached. And then, before I got to the office, Pastor had to call me and said, this Shadow of the End series, would I like to say something? The Lord said, that's it. That's why it gave me that topic. Praise the Lord. So I said, I couldn't say not now, because the last time I said not now. That is it. So the topic, we have prayed about this thing also. We just prayed recently, just now. But the topic is going to be something that every one of us need to be careful about, this end time prophecies. The end time prophecies that have been told us and told us and told us and told us and told us. And I began to meditate on this, and the Lord brought some of these clips to me to make me to see that the things that we have heard in the 1970s, all those prophecies about the end time, they are creeping upon us. They are creeping upon us. They are creeping upon us. And the Lord gave us some warning. And I'll just read Luke chapter 21 real quick, where the Lord gave us in the last chapter, verse 36. I didn't really see that particular verse as clearly as I saw it this morning. And he said, wash ye therefore and pray always. That always is what caught my attention. Always. That ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. That verse we need to take. He said, pray always. Along with praying is watching. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that we may be able to escape. We can pray, we are praying, we come to pray, because he said, he that letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. We remember that. So, that's why we need to come to pray, and that we should come to pray against all those evil things. But this is the message the Lord brought to my attention, is this. If you or me were Lot in the days in the land of Sodom, if you were Lot, and two angels came to your house that night and said, the Lord told them to destroy this place, get out, go tell your son-in-laws. Lot went to the son-in-laws. The Bible says he has son-in-laws. So go tell them tonight. How did Lot know that they were angels? Do they show wings? No. But God showed me. Abraham prayed and prayed and prayed. God said, if I find 10, God knows he won't find not more than one. But what the Lord pointed to me was, if you are Lot and two angels appeared in your house and said, tonight, get out.
Will you be able to escape? Will you go? Or the point is, we are not living as pilgrims upon the earth. Give me the next slide. We are not living as pilgrims. The Bible said they were living as pilgrims. Back to the pilgrims, just back to the pilgrims. They were living, he said, the heroes of faith. They were all living as pilgrims and strangers upon the earth. In 2012, we had a prayer meeting where we prayed for September 15 and so on. And the Lord made me do something. And I said, after we have prayed, the Lord said, still go out. And me and my wife and my two daughters, we went. I said, why did the Lord tell me to do that? When we know this thing, you have to go to after our prayer already. He said, go. Okay. And now when I was there, he brought this story of Lord back to me. He said, Lord and his wife and his two daughters. I said, yeah, that's true. But we know that we are going to go out and come back. Then I said, after I came back, I said, well, why did I have to waste that money? The Lord said, this is why he wanted me to waste that money today, this sermon. Because he brought it back to my attention. If you are Lot in the house of in the city of Sodom, and two angels appear in your house and said, get out of this, will you be able to leave? That was an overnight warning. Suppose the angels didn't appear in your house, they appear in the pastor's house and say, tell your brethren, and the brother begins to call everybody. Two angels said, leave tonight. Will you believe it? That's why Lot's wife didn't believe it. That's why he must say, well, gee, maybe these people just come to rip us off. They took us our house and she wanted to go back. Maybe that was why she tried to go back. His daughter, his son-in-laws, they laughed into scorn. The Lord told me that if you are in Sodom in that day, will you be able to escape? Before I go, let's go to the mark of the beast. The mark of the beast that we have been talking about, that we have had in the 70s, is creeping upon us. It's already creeping upon us. I was just recently just saw this clip where in Europe some people are already taking this underneath they are embedding this sheep under their skin just for fun, to control their something. And somebody, if you can go to that video, you can please go to that video and see whether you can get to it. I just explain it. Somebody was presenting it to an audience saying, just like we have cell phone right now, cell phone is becoming common, that if you don't have cell phone, you look like you are so, you can't even operate anymore. Not so. Cell phone becomes so common. Anyone that has no cell phone is disadvantaged. He said this sheep they are putting under his skin right now, which they are perfecting in Europe, that it will become so common that if you don't take it, it will become not optional. What does the Bible say? Not optional. He said it's not going to be optional. I say, really? It's not going to be optional. What does the Bible say in the Revelation chapter 13? Revelation chapter 13. They cannot buy or sell because it's no more optional. Because they must get the mark of the beast. Verse 17, verse 16 and 17. He said, consent all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. That was, we know about these things because we have almost all of us that are seniors here. Since the 70s, and we were expecting this thing. We were thinking the rapture will come before this thing take place. But all the prophecies seem to be all, in fact, I was overhearing that some of our daughters that are somebody grew out of college now, some of them are relationship, they were laughing at this and say, Uncle Julius made us watch this. A thief in the night, rapture, being left behind, they laugh and say, it looks like it's a fairy tale. Because it looked to them that it didn't happen. And I begin to look, I said, the way that man said it in that clip, in that video, he said, this sheep, they are already beginning to embed under people's skin that look like it's still like people just take it for for fun. It's not going to become optional. He says it's going to be your children or your grandchildren, which means in 30 years from now, it will become like cell phone, and everybody will just have to be taking it. Warn your children and your grandchildren about these things. They are not fairy tales. The Bible says it will happen. No man will bow himself until they can take this sign upon their forehead or upon their skin. But the Bible, God also says, anyone that take the mark will receive the wrath of God. That's in the book of Revelation chapter 14. Anyone that take the mark will receive the wrath of God, will burn the fire, the firestone. So that is the truth. But it's becoming, it's creeping in. Look at, since the 70s, it's just creeping in right now. I said something before. I said the government that will enforce it is not here yet. So the technology is already here. This under the skin chip, they already some so bold guys are just taking it and doing it for fun. Somebody guys took it up and said, put it under my skin there, just for opening this door, just for starting this car, and that is the same thing they are going to use. Becoming very common. But that man said in some 30 years from now, it's going to be as common as cell phone. If you don't have it, you most likely can't. It become, you are disadvantaged, just like cell phone. Wash and pray is what God said. We are washing and praying. Now, this is not to, we know what is going to happen when the mark of the beast is. If you cannot buy, you cannot sell, what is going to happen? Those who refuse are going to be the ones who become the persecuted ones. So these things are creeping upon us. Since the 40, 30 years from now, it's simply just beginning to come on in. And that is why we need to keep our eyes open and also pray that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that the Lord Jesus Christ said is coming upon the world. He said, pray always. I pray about that in 30 years ago. Lord, let me account worthy. He said, pray always, because we are still here. We have to keep on praying that I may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that are coming upon the world. And like I said, they won't be able to buy or sell, and the mark is creeping upon us. Go to the next slide. What about the prophecy? This is the reason why the Lord gave me some of these things. I'm going to just tell you the visions I saw. The visions I saw. If you Google on the internet, you will see so many dreams about America. Prophecies about doomsday prophecies, they call it doomsday predictions of many things. One of them is monetary collapse. Monetary collapse. Predictors that are just economists are predicting it. Prophecies are talking about it. It will happen. It will happen. That monetary collapse will happen. So I'm only pointing, I showed some of those slides because these are in the 1920s, 1940s, and we are commonly seeing people who say, I want a job, I will work for food, I will work for anything. And the one that is in color is the latest one in 2007 of when there was a house collapse, the housing market collapsed. They are just saying, oh, please don't stop the foreclosure and so on. But that is give you an example of what monetary collapse will do to the world, not just America, to the world. I will tell the vision that I saw, which I have related in a place or the other, and it is gruesome about monetary collapse. It was after the 2008 and 9, that was when I saw that vision. That's why I thought, gee, this is serious. Because we just had one crash where we were all aware of it, this housing market. It was after that I saw this vision, that I was looking at a screen that looked like this Wall Street, something that you can see the Wall Street and all this Dow Jones Industrial Fridge and all this. And I was seeing that in that vision. And then, almost like when you see some flipping of the numbers, and the numbers just drop, like you see all those, and it's not dropping down from 30, 50, from 100 to digits, single digits, 9%. And all the market, what do you call it, the money managers, and all those people that are always, if you turn to the Wall Street thing, you see them voting, they were all running around, scared, and say, who has money left? Who has money left? And I woke up. And I said, gee, that was when I started Googling on the internet. I said, people have been predicting that this thing is coming. It's coming. It's coming. That is, monetary collapse is coming. And they have been forestalling it. We are thinking maybe because the America is going to have a major, when they said they are going to default on their own loan, but that could be the cause of it. Down, they were able to borrow more money so that they don't default. How long would they continue to do that? I don't know how long. But this thing is coming, monetary collapse. But this is one thing, this is not to make us to be afraid, but it's to, I'm going to re-wrap it up to make you see that the Lord is saying, we need to be as pilgrims upon the earth, number one. Not that you should go and stockpile food, because no one knows the time. No one knows when it's going to happen. You may say, well, gee, what I'm going to do is to put some money under the bank. In because when there is monetary collapse, what normally happens for many of us that are not familiar with what do you mean by monetary collapse? Banks, we suddenly realize that they have no money to give to anybody that wants to withdraw money, and banks suddenly shut down. People run about it, they say, let me go take my money from the bank closes. That is the beginning, that's what normally occurs. People will run and try to get their money from the bank, and bank says that we have no money left, and they shut down. And then whatever you have in the bank, you can't, how are you going to eat if you can't get your money from the bank? It will become rioting, where people will run to the stores and begin to loot everything because there's no money to buy food and there's nothing else. I'm just giving you the scenario of what could happen when there's money to collapse, not to talk of many other terrible things that could happen. But how should we, saints of God, prepare? Are we living as pilgrims upon the earth? That's what the Lord kept reminding me. Are we living as pilgrims? Are we living as if this is where we come to settle down? Are we come here to settle down and stay, or are we living as pilgrims? That's why he mentioned that story of Lot to me. Because we're going to go to the next problem that is going on in the world right now. Chemical, biological troubles that we have been hearing about. Terrorism. Terrorism. I'm going to just give another vision that I saw. We're talking of the 1990s, and these things have not occurred. But they are telling me signs. And when you go to the news, you see that hey, this is the fear of the gun. The government also is fearing these things. They are seeing that it is possible, terrorism, that some of these are Al-Qaeda and those people, they are trying to sneak into this country and bring something bad, poison their water if they can. And you know all these things they have been trying to, what you call, anthrax and so on, they have been passing it through envelope. Where did they get all this thing from? That's a chemical weapon. This is a vision I saw in around some many years ago also. In this vision, I thought I was somewhere downtown Phoenix, but it was not downtown Phoenix because I saw, the Lord showed me the streets. The streets were labeled L Street, K Street, M Street, and I said, well, we don't have that in Phoenix. Because here we have 4th Street, 2nd Street, 3rd, we use 1, 2, 3, and then 1st Avenue, 2nd Avenue, 3rd Avenue. But in that city, where I saw myself in that vision, I saw L Street, K Street, things like that, A, B, C, D, what they use for numbering. And I started wondering, where is that after I woke up? Washington, D.C. have that, L Street. But in this vision, as I was passing by that street and I saw with a big building like one of those skyscrapers, there was somebody came down from the upstairs and started splitting something into the air, almost like what you take, some gas or something to spray the air. Everybody started running. We were running. Everybody running north. I was running north. I ran until I finally woke up in the house. Because what he was spraying in the air, it looked like smoke or gas, and people know something is going to blow or it's a biological weapon. Everybody started running. And that was just telling me that, and look, they said this has been going on, and people say it's not even new. A chemical weapon has been used in wars before, but the terrorists are looking for it. They have some of this, they are trying to sneak something to poison their water if they can, poison the water of big cities. This is just telling us that the world is bad, the world is dark, and we can only get ourselves into the arms of the Lord Jesus Christ more and more in these days, in these dark days. Watch and pray. Always is what God said. So we are going to keep on watching and keep on praying because all these terrible things, terrorism is bringing them, and all the type of things that they are afraid of. The government is afraid of many of these things now, but they are trying their best to see, to find out where are these people are trying to sneak in, where are they, so that they can get rid of them before they come. And the next one, California quake. I'm bringing some of these things because these are things that have been prophesied by prophets that we know about. William Brown prophesied about the quake in California in the 1930s, when it was just prophecy. Now it's no more prophecy. The seismologists know that something big is coming. And there was a clip, I think it was too long, I didn't put it there. They are all on the internet. You can go ahead and perhaps Google, you can Google it later. They were looking at this. This is called the Ring of Fire. If you see this line, this what you see there is the map of the world. And around the Pacific, where California is number three there, that is where you see California coast. And that orange mark is the what they call the Ring of Fire. There's always earthquake in those areas. Earthquake, volcanoes. And that anything in that area, it can cause earthquake in under the sea, and there will be tsunami that followed up. I was reading an article that NBC, and they went and studied that this particular area where they said there is going to be expecting an earthquake in that area, not just California, is the northern coast from all the way from Canada down to California, that west coast, because the fault that ran through it. And this geologist went down and went to investigate. That they said, well, there will be no type of earthquake in this area for a century. Let's see. And that man went and investigated by looking at the coastline and at the layers of ground. He said, from this layer, if there's an earthquake, this layer will actually, the sand come back and cover the layer because it could see vegetation. And then sand cover it and another layer. And the man calculated that it has a 300-year cycle. That there have been earthquakes over that area for every 300 years. You can Google that article. And when he calculated it, and he said the last one was about 300 years ago, and he went and put the date on it. This is the geologist. But around the time he put the date, there was no America in another time, so they have no record about it. But somebody, one of the scientists in Japan, when he heard about it, he went and said, Japan has been for much longer than America. He went to the records of Japan to see that if there's any earthquake, it will cause tsunami that will go all the way to Japan. So he wanted to find out where there was a record of tsunami. And surely around the year that this geologist in America said there was an earthquake around this year, 16-something, around that area, that if there's an earthquake there, it could only cause tsunami that will go on the Pacific. And when this guy went and searched the records of Japan, he saw a record where they said, this flood just came, they didn't know where it came from, around the same year. So he concluded that that's correct. There must have been an earthquake that caused us. In those days, they don't know that tsunami and earthquake are related. So they simply said, well, there was a flood, they don't know where it came from, it just came up on Japan and they were all washed down. So now the man that was investigating that California quake said, we are due for another one. He said, we are due for another one because it just passed 300 years ago. He said, we are due for another one. He said, if it happens, he has to run. So what I'm saying is, we have known about these prophecies. And what the ABC clip that I didn't show was showing, they just showed that when the tsunami occurred, when the quake occurred under the ground, maybe the quake would just make some cities shake. They were giving an example of Seattle. Seattle was used as an example because it's also coming all the way. But I'm telling you this because the vision I saw that I propagated maybe in 1997, 1998, about that time I saw that vision, we already heard about the California quake. We have had a prophecy. Everybody knew that something's coming to happen. We don't know when. And people are satisfied about it. But in the vision I saw, which I'm going to relate in a moment, it's something coming all the way, something bang, 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 coming down the coast. So when I saw this, I said, wow, no wonder the Lord showed that vision. It was not just California. It was bang, bang, coming all the way from the northern part all the way down to California coast. That was what was revealed to me. And I put it there, said, hey, I don't know what's going to happen, but this big one is coming. And this is how I saw that vision. Let me tell you how I saw the vision. In that vision, which was 1977 or 1998, I was in a retirement type of lifestyle, right? Retirement kind of state. I can't say I was retired, but I was in a mode, a retirement mode, and it was like evening time right here, and I was in my house in Phoenix. That was how I saw that vision. And then there was a grumbling on the ground. And I joked, I said, oh, that looked like earthquake somewhere in California. I could feel it, 4.5 of Richter scale. That was what I felt in my bottom. In a Phoenix, Arizona, I felt that. And I was joking with people the other day, that was like 4.5. But that was the beginning. That was like a trigger. And then there was boom. That's going up from the coast. Boom, very far away. And it seems to be coming further down. Boom, boom, like something breaking under the ground. And as coming closer, there was a big one, bang! I was scared. And I prayed, Lord, remember us in Arizona. Remember us in Arizona. And it kept coming from the northern part all the way. We're just hearing bing, 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 bam, 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 bing. Then it started raining. It started raining. And when it was raining in that Phoenix area, that I say I was raining, I was seeing rain in that vision. Rain, rain, heavy rain. Then suddenly the old ground started sliding. Sliding, almost like when you say so the old ground was sliding. We are all sliding. Oh, bang. When we stopped, it looked like we are at the coast. Where I was sitting down in Arizona, it looked like we are at the coast because the sun has already gone down. We couldn't see the sun by the time this thing occurred. But when we stopped, that sliding stopped, we're seeing the sun again. Then I woke up. That's why I wrote it in my vision. That was in the 90s. This quake they are talking about, the scientists say, this thing can happen anytime from now, within the next 30 years, something about that. Be well prepared. They have been preparing people with this warning, with this one. The reason why the Lord is telling me this is this. Suppose this thing is going to happen and the Lord tell, wake you up and say, get out. That's why I say, suppose you are Lot in the house of Sodom. And the Lord said, get out. Tell your brethren to leave. Leave now. Will you be able to leave? Are you living as pilgrims upon the earth? Lot couldn't take anything out. The house is full. Yeah, there's nothing he could take. They have to grab him. The angel have to grab him and take him out with the cloth on his back. That's all. And his wife and his children. So that is why the Lord gave me that one. He said that one of your people, you guys are living as not as pilgrims. We must live as pilgrims on the earth. Very important. And the last part of it, which we all, you can tell, the world is full of fear. If there is world war, God has already prophesied there is going to be world war. But before the world war, God will send a revival to bring many people in. The Lord woke me up one morning and told me that. There will be a third world war. God has already said that. There's nothing that can take that away. But God will save. He says he's going to send a mighty revival that will bring many more in before the world war. All of these terrible things, we have heard about it, that they are coming. They are coming. They are coming. And we have heard about it since the 70s. And it looked like people have forgotten about it, or it looked as if we are no more conscious of it. Or we thought we would have been gone before any of these things happened. We would have been gone before any of these things happened. The rapture would have taken place before this thing happened. Suppose it does not happen like that. We need the faith of the overcomers. That is where the Lord wants. We need the faith that can walk through fire. And that is what I'm challenging you and me myself to remember. The faith that can walk through fire is what we need at this end time. We need that faith. And faith comes by hearing. You've got to walk upright. You've got to fast and pray. You've got to look up. You've got to trust the Lord. You've got to confess that faith. But that faith is going to be what you need. If there's economic collapse, how much? It's not going to be your money that's going to save you, or whatever you stockpile somewhere. That's not going to save you. You've got to walk by faith so that whatever you have left, God can multiply it. But you need faith for that. So that's why I'm saying the solution is not wrong. Somebody say, well, if all these terrible things are going to happen in America, maybe I run back to Africa. You don't go to Africa. Africa is also full of trouble. Go to Africa, there's Boko Haram, there's this, there's that, there's kidnapping. And so, no. You've got to build up your most holy faith before this thing happens and be ready for anything and live as pilgrims upon the earth. Very important. He kept reminding me that am I living as pilgrims? Because this next one, this you know about the ISIS, Russia is, you look like they are friends recently, but now they are now turning back. Russia is turning back. And let me tell you what they have known about Russia. Russia has told US that they had portable nuclear bombs, portable, that they can put in the briefcase. before there was collapse of the Russia of the Soviet Union, they have this possible. And when the Soviet Union collapsed, they said they have missed, some of them have been lost, and they were warning America because some of this could have gone into the hand of terrorists. This is the vision I saw, and I believe it was either in 95, 97, 99, something like that. They are on my website. I was brought into this high story building, more like a skyscraper, and I just sat in this seat, and I saw what was going on in that building. Monetary things, IMF, World Trade, and so on. They were discussing financial things, and I sat down, and I know it was like fifth floor or seventh floor. And as I sat down, somebody came in, looked like an employee. But just came in smiling and brought a big pressurized keg or pressurized bottle. The kind that you see, that's all it symbolized to me. The kind that you see under your something you use for the water, you know. So he brought it inside and sat down on the table, on the desk. And he used the Geiger counter, something we used to in the physics lab that we used to monitor radiation. And he checked it, and that read something that, oh, they say. That was when I noticed what was going on with what he was holding. Because I saw it was, I could hear k of that counter. So I said, oh, that's the Geiger counter. That man is holding on the sand. What is in that bottle, this pressurized bottle that he was holding? Then he took a matchlight. I said, what are you trying to do? Bam, he just put a match light on it, and there was a big explosion in that vision. Blast. That was all I had. I was the only one sitting down, and I saw the old miles. I just like a robust miles. Then I woke up. Because I thought I would be there with them. Then I woke up. I said, my goodness. That, and I put it on my website. That can only be terrorists. Because I was saying, who can bring something and light it himself and destroy himself and everybody does? Suicide bombers. And these people have been wanting to do this. But the question is, suppose I am in a city and the Lord says, get out tonight. Get out tonight. 5 miles, 10 miles away. Will I be able to run? That's why he brought me that vision back. He said he told me to go out of this city on that September 15th for that purpose. See? Because if I am not mobile, then you have to give me 30, even if you give me 30 days warning, will I even move? Let's live as pilgrims upon the earth. Let's live as pilgrims. If you can't play that movie, you go to that movie yourself and see what this is from I think Israel. They actually just describe or they demonstrated what nuclear blast will look like, what it will look like. They showed it. I don't know whether they said this is exactly how it will show when it happened. If it's dropped from anywhere, or somebody came with a portable and blast, and these people have been targeting New York. And we have our children everywhere. New York, Washington DC, everywhere, California, anywhere. These people are targeting all these big cities. But are you living as pilgrims? If God knock on you and say, get out. You see, we have been praying to resist this thing, but Abraham prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. That is prayer. And God can do is to say, I will get your son, your nephew out of the place. Send two men or two angels. And that man was able to only to get himself and his two kids out of there. Not even all the goats and all the cattle he has been rearing for years. Are we living as pilgrims upon the earth? Are we? That is what I want you and I better say. Like I say, as we wash and pray, build up your most holy faith, number one, because faith is going to take us through all of these things, even if it's happening. Well, this is not the end. The terrorists may not be the end time thing. World War will be the end time thing. But terrorists could happen in any city. From what we are seeing right now, there was in the news recently, one of the guys that I think they released him from Guantanamo Bay detention. When he went back, he was the one that became the leader of this IC something. And they said that man swore to them when he left, to the soldier. The soldier said, remember that man, he swore to them, I will meet you guys in New York. They didn't know what he meant. But when they saw what is happening, I said, this man is saying he will meet them in New York. These people are planning terrible things. And Russia is no more friendly right now. So we know that things are not the way it used to be. So we need to not only pray, but watch and listen to the Holy Ghost. That's why he said, if you are in Sodom in the days of Lot, will you escape? If the angels came to you overnight and said, get out of here, something is going to happen. That's why we got to be watching and praying. And let's go to stand upon our feet. Go to the next slide. We're going to just stand upon our feet. Because they were strangers and pilgrims. Abraham told us that. You live as strangers and pilgrims. Are we living as strangers and pilgrims upon this earth? Ready to leave anytime the angel and the Lord told us. Or we are just going to be able to get out. Are we living as strangers or pilgrims? Let's pray. Let's go. Let's stand up. Let's stand up. That's how I'm going to wrap up the prayer. Let's stand up and pray for ourselves, for faith. Because in the days of monetary crisis, we need faith. If there's going to be terrible things, we want the Lord to warn us. And if he wants us, we want to move. There are some you can pray and resist and counsel. There are some that he has said, this is destiny. What are we going to do? So that's why we need to have this faith of the overcomers. The faith that can walk through the fire and not be burnt. We need that faith. So begin to build up your most holy faith regularly in your houses. Make sure you have that faith. That's all. Let's go into prayer. Just pray for yourself now. Let's pray. Let's just pray. Father, we sound the warning that this world is full of danger on all sides. America has been, just go on Google. You see so many doomsday prophecies right from the days of Washington, D.C., Washington, President Washington. He had visions of America that happened before the end. They are not good. All the people, that doesn't mean we should run away from America. No, there's no place to run to. You have to run to Jesus and have Jesus so that your faith can stand. He said, I pray always that you may be accountable to escape all these things that shall come to pass. Let's just talk to the Lord. Ask for that faith and the grace to be listening to the Holy Ghost so that when the Holy Ghost tells us to move or to do something, we do it and not gainsay and not debate him. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus upon us. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus upon us. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus upon us. You are our Father, Lord. You are our Savior, Lord. You know about all those things that will happen to America. You brought us here maybe to see whether we can also intercede. And we have been trying our best. We have been trying to preach here and there. But the world, these countries, they say, go darker and darker into homosexuality. Same-sex marriage. Now they are even distributing to the rest of the world. We have not been able to bring revival. But just you have promised, Lord, you are going to bring a revival just to sweep more people into salvation before the end. But you said the end will still come. There will still be third world war. You even said Japan will cause it. Lord Jesus Christ, but we are here. We believe you are to take us away from here before these things happen. But we will see all this terrorism, we will see all these things with our own eyes before even the saints disappear. But if we are in a city where the terrorists are planning, we need Lord to guide us, to deliver us. Lord, we need you to guide us. We don't want to be people that have no God. We have a God that can see these things, and we are your children, Lord. We want to have the grace, the faith, to be able to hear you clearly and to walk according to your plan. Father, we pray for that grace. We pray for the anointing. We pray for that anointing, Lord, that will help us. If anybody wants us to pray, you want us to lay a hand upon you, come forward. If you know that you need some touch, you need some deliverance, come forward right now. We want to minister to you so that the anointing can be put upon you, so that the Lord can give that faith back to you. If you know that you have been weak, you are not even remembering all these things anymore, maybe you need to be sparked again. Come forward, I will pray for you. Otherwise, pray for yourself. Father, we pray, O Lord God, for ourselves, Lord. We pray, O Lord God, for your victory. We pray, Lord, for your anointing. We pray for quickening of our hearts. Not fear, but to gear up for faith, to gear up for the faith of the overcomers is what this message is all about. Because we know all these things before, that they will take place. But it looks like it's been drawn so long, we thought it's not going to take place anymore. But it's creeping in, it's creeping in. Even the mark of the priest is creeping in. Father, we pray, O Lord God, for ourselves, O Lord God, let us not sleep as do others, but let us be awake because the days are evil. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I hope I've sounded the warning that the Lord put up our heart, and I just pray that the Lord will let that warning be in your heart too, to live as pilgrims upon the earth, upon this planet. Live as pilgrims, whatever that means to you. Live as pilgrims. Because here we have no continuing city, as the Bible says. We are seeking that that is to come. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
The Lord be praised. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to ask us, just let us know. This time we're only going to, we decided we're going to be having one person to minister. And so you can just sit there. I believe we are going to be rounding up soon. But I want to do something that will take us just 3 minutes. May help some of us.